AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FBI agents serve a warrant and searched former President Donald Trump's Florida estate yesterday. Sources say it's part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House after his term in office ended. Republicans aren't happy, criticizing the Justice Department. The AP's Eric Tucker reports the department needs a very good legal reason to ask a federal judge to sign a search warrant.
What that suggests is that the FBI and the Justice Department believe that there is probable cause that a crime was committed and that a search of the particular residence or object will turn up fruits of that potential crime. It doesn't necessarily mean that charges are forthcoming or to be expected, but it suggests that there is reason to search that property.
A federal appeals court panel in Washington upholds a judge's decision to allow a House committee access to Trump's tax returns, rejecting his claim of congressional overreach, not known if Trump will appeal. President Biden signs a $280 billion CHIPS Act in a bid to boost domestic high-tech manufacturing over China.
These companies see what I see, that the future of the chip industry is going to be made in America.
Legislation sets aside $52 billion specifically to bolster U.S. computer chip sector. In Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was there when Marine General Michael Langley took over as a top U.S. commander in Africa.
Young Marines around the world are watching. And your extraordinary achievement reminds them that they belong. And it reminds them that the United States military is deeply committed to making progress.
Langley is the first African-American Marine Corps four-star general. Grand jury in Mississippi declines to indict the white woman whose accusation set off the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till nearly 70 years ago. Carolyn Bryant Donham could have been charged with kidnapping and manslaughter. This is AP News. Most people infected with hepatitis C, even with health insurance, turn down the life-saving treatment.
A new government study finds that fewer than 1 in 3 people infected with hepatitis C are getting the treatments that can cure them. Experts say insurance restrictions appear to be part of the reason for the surprisingly low usage. The pills can cost tens of thousands of dollars, but can wipe out the infection in only a few months. The study found that overall, less than a third of people with health insurance get the medicines within a year of diagnosis. The hepatitis C virus is spread through contact with blood from an infected person. The virus does most of its damage by infecting the liver and can lead to cirrhosis or liver cancer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In an essay in Vogue magazine and an Instagram post, tennis great Serena Williams writes a countdown is underway toward her stepping away. She wasn't clear on the timeline, but made it sound her last match could be at the coming U.S. Open. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.